exactly.
You're okay. Stephen, it's a great night for you. And how football turns with 11 minutes to go, you know, you were nil all, and it was very hard to see where the game was going. And then suddenly you went 1-0 up, and then the word came through from Sligo, they were losing 2-1. You're 6 points clear tonight. It makes the head up for what happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I think I thought Limerick were very good tonight.
They were.
I thought some of the young players were so comfortable in possession, and they had a good way of playing. In fairness to their manager, they played quite expansive and all comfortable on it. And when you're expected to win sometimes, and a team is neat and tidy, you have to go chasing after it. You know, it can lead to a sense of frustration. And it was important that we didn't have that level of frustration. Obviously, we weren't overly delighted with our performance in the first half, but at the same time, nothing is easy in life, and certainly you have to earn it, and you have to show the composure to go to the end and win it if need be in the last 10 minutes, and we did that.
I mean, it was the goal when it came. Mickey Duffy took it so well.
Yeah, he's just terrific goal, and you know, he's terrific all night. And you know, he deserves a lot of credit. Great goal.
It was the substitutions, I think personally, were the difference. When you brought on McElhenney and you brought on Dun Mountney, I thought that suddenly gave the added energy that just didn't seem to be there, and you started to create things, and that's when the goal came.
Yeah, well, it has been our fifth game in 14 days, and so it is going to take it out of you regardless. You're not going to play exceptionally well in every game over 14 days. And I think Tuesday night took a lot out of the players. But I think you're right, all the players that come off the bench, Rowan and Murray, John Mountley and Patrick McElhenney, had a very positive impact, and that was important.
The side looked jaded for a long period of the game. Was that going through your head?
Oh, I didn't think we especially looked jaded. I just thought they actually had a bit of, like, because we didn't take the lead, and they were well in the game, and it was a shot to nothing, you know, for them. They felt, you know, with missing some of the players that they've lost and so forth, and one or two players that were injured out from their team, but they were very confident in possession, and they took the game to us, you know, with their young wingers, which is not enough young wingers. And they're great to see, and you know, you have to admire that.
There was a bit of panic going through the Dundalk media, some of the Dundalk media, I have to say, not them all, that we were saying, God, it didn't look as if the result was going to come, but Jesus, when it came, it was brilliant.
Well, there's no formalities, you know. I think, you know, the game was in the balance, you know, but we finished it stronger, and we sort of had a few attacks leading up to the goal, and it just, you know, in the end, we just had that bit of know-how to win.
Just one last question. Sometimes I think teams have to win ugly to win, and to win the league titles. Would that be a fair assessment of the way your side played tonight?
No, that wasn't ugly. That was beautiful, Jerry.
So you wouldn't agree with me, no?
No, not tonight. No, it was a good win, and
it was a good game.
You didn't
play that well though for about 80 minutes though.
No, I thought in periods we played all right, and we just found tactically because Limerick sat so deep, and with the three quick players on the break, we just were a little bit. We played our positions. Our right winger played in the right wing. Our left winger played in the left wing. And Jamie played in the 10, and Pat in the centre. And we were just a little bit. We needed to interchange more and be more fluid in our movement. And when the subs come on, that gave us that sort of bit of different, you know, different movement, and that caused them more problems than we went on to win.
But you showed your managerial skills as well tonight, because there was that dramatic change of substitutions.
I wouldn't agree with me. It's the players done it, and Gary Rogers making the big save.
Yeah, Gary, that's what I was going to say. Gary Rogers took off 2 or 3 very good saves.
Well, a very good save off the long throw.
Dundalk only had one shot on target in the first half.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, it's a good night for you anyway. Thanks very much.
Thank you.